personal Godhead, devotees can express their minds to him with their words. Others, however, cannot do it, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti mama vijananti yavancha tasmi tatvata. I can only be known by understood by devotional service. Om agyanti mirandasya janjanan shalakaya takshura militandi nitasmai shri. So Krishna comes, fortunately for us, and his activities are recorded here. So the Puranas are histories, old histories. And so it's recorded in the history books, the Puranas, especially the Bhagavad Purana. It talks about all of Krishna's activities from the beginning of his birth. Hare Krishna. From the beginning of his birth, for his whole life's story. And he himself speaks, he leaves Bhagavad Gita for us. And he performs all these different activities. So Krishna comes to put an end to these speculators. The speculators mentioned here, they're always speculating on what is the absolute truth. But unless they engage in devotional service, they'll never understand, because the absolute truth is Krishna and he reveals himself. That's his prerogative. Whoever he wants to reveal himself to, that's his prerogative. He is God, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And nothing can do anything else about it. But he is Krishna, satisfied by devotional service. This is how we can... And if Krishna wants to reciprocate with that service, which he does, then that's our good fortune. So by Krishna personally appearing in his form, he is showing us who God is. Then you don't have to speculate. I am Krishna. Here is my yellow dhoti. Here is my peacock feather. Here is my flute. My cows. Here is my Govardhan. Here is my Balaram. Here is my... All these different activities. You don't have to speculate anymore. What is God? God is dead. God is impersonal. You don't have to speculate, because Krishna comes and reveals himself. Here I am. This is what I look like. These are my activities. And janma karma chami divyam. If we can remember those activities, you go back to God, Krishna says. So this is Krishna's kindness, how he's appearing. He's appearing here with the and revealing his form and qualities and activities. So here, throughout the books, he's always mentioning the same thing. Krishna is understood by a devotional service. Bhakti mama vijananti. Not understood by any other way. Not by karma, not by yoga, not by jnana. Bhakti mama vijananti. He doesn't say yogi mama vijananti. Kami yang avijananti. He says, no, bhakti mama vijananti. By bhakti I am to be understood. So, senses have become purified, and there are many purificatory processes. Karma, Jnana, Yoga, they're all purificatory processes. Why? To bring us to the point of remembering Krishna. Bhagavad Gita, Moses is talking about three subject matters. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Asanda Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga, four. Mainly it's emphasizing these four. So, what is the result of Karma Yoga? Yadashi, Yadkaroshi. Karma means activities. Whatever you do, whatever activity you, you do for me, whatever you give away, you give to me, whatever you, in charity, it's there. Whatever you do for Krishna, do your work for Krishna, that means karma. So karma culminates in bhakti yoga. Do it for Krishna, that is bhakti yoga, do everything for Krishna. So that's the result of following karma, you will come to the point of yadasi yatkru. Whatever you do for Krishna. That means it comes to bhakti. The conclusion of karma yoga is bhakti. And then you get the jnanins, seekers of knowledge. What does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? Bahu nam jaman ananti jnanavam. Jnani, looking for knowledge, searching for knowledge. Thousands and thousands of births, Krishna says. After thousands and thousands of births of studying, looking, searching, he comes to this conclusion. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sadulabha. He is very rare, that person who comes to understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a result of jnana, so jnana yoga culminates in bhakti. After thousands of births of jnana, one comes to the point of surrendering to Krishna. That is bhakti. And for the yogi, mystic yogi, of all yogis, Krishna says, of all yogis, he who abides in me is the greatest of all. So this is the culmination of mystic yoga. That devotee always abides in the heart of Krishna. So that is the conclusion of your mystic yoga. Bhakti is meditating on Krishna. So these are the main subject matters of Bhagavad Gita, but they all culminate in bhakti. And Prabhupada said if any person studies Gita and doesn't come to the conclusion of bhakti, he is a madman. It's being said all over the place. What's so special about devotional service, bhakti? Bhakti means devotional service. What does Krishna need? Is he in need of anything? Well, Krishna doesn't need anything. So why so much emphasis on serving? But here, as Prabhupada said, he is serving Krishna through service, devotional service. You can express your love. How else can you express love without service? That means there's going to be some reciprocation. If there's no reciprocation, there's nothing happening. But through service you can reciprocate. So service actually becomes the medium for expressing love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, he's Mahabhadanaya. I'm giving Krishna prema freely. Take it. If you can. So how do you take that? He's giving freely, take it. How do you take it? He's giving you a service. Chant Hare Krishna. Nam Seva. Devotional service. From Mahaprabhu. Mahabhadanaya, Krishna Prem. He's giving Krishna Prem. Means he's giving the medium to express Krishna Prem. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, it's already in the heart of everyone. Love of Godhead is covered by material designations, upadis. But the love is already there. It just has to be, the clearing has to be removed. The moila, the dirt, the covering. Chaitotarapana Marjanam, this is the beginning of Mahaprabhu's mission. First cleanse your heart, then you can understand chanting Hare Krishna. Chaitotarapana Marjanam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Krishna Prema Pradayati, but he is giving in the form of service. He's giving his service to himself, to the Holy Name. You take the service, you express your love. It's your love that Krishna wants. It's not his own love, he's already got it. He doesn't. But he wants your love, he wants everyone's love. So he's giving the medium to which to express that Krishna prema for deity. Otherwise, it'll become cheap. Mahaprabhu says, here, take love of Godhead freely. Take it, but in the form of service. The medium is service. You express your love through service to Krishna. This is your part to play. Krishna's Mahaprabhu is coming to give the prema. The pure devotees are teaching us the process of bhakti. You have to do your part. You have to take that service. You have to express your love through your service. Don't become sahajiya, but this is the process. Cleanse the heart. And then you can express your love more and more clearly as the heart becomes more and more open. So we see it. And what is our identity? Jiva Surupaya, Nitya, Krishna, Das. We are the eternal servants of Krishna. That's our identity. Everybody knows it. The devotees at least. So identity, Nitya Krishna Das, eternal servant. So eternal servants mean service. If you don't serve, what is the meaning of Nitya Krishna Das? But you have service, and when you put that service into action, then through that medium you can express your love for Krishna. Please accept this offering, Krishna. This is for you. This is not for me. You don't Krishnaya, you don't Namama. This offering is for you, Krishna. It's not for me. This is our philosophy. Everything we're doing is for Krishna. It's not for myself. So this indicates servants. So we are servants. Or as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, servant of Gopi Padiyo Kamala, Das, Das, Das. Servant of the servant. This is the position we are putting ourselves in. So, yeah, you can only understand Krishna's name and form, quality, pastimes. They're all transcendental, so you have to become transcendental also to appreciate them. So, one has to become purified, and purify the senses, then we can understand this. One cannot understand the transcendental nature, form, quality of Krishna, these pastimes, through materially contaminated senses. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated by transcendental service of the Lord, are the transcendental name and pastimes revealed. So one cannot understand with materially contaminated senses. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I think it's the 7th chapter at the end, 28th verse maybe. One who has acted piously in this life and in last life, and all of his sins are completely eradicated, he is sinless. He is free from all the dualities of this material world. Only he can take to my devotional service. First purify the heart, then you can... Only he can take to my devotional service, Krishna says. Cheto dharpana majana. First cleanse the heart. Only those who have cleansed their hearts, not only this lifetime, but last lifetimes, from last lifetime also. Only he can take to my devotional service. But we see... Look, this is indicating life after life of purification. But we can see that when Srila Prabhupada and other pure devotees appear and they give us service, in the first day you come to temple or you meet a devotee, you get service, you buy a book, you come and get some prasadam or something like that, but you get seva. Come on, Hari Nam Samkirtan, help us distribute book. When you come to the temple, immediately you're given seva, everybody gets service. But Bhagavad Gita says that you'll be purified from previous lifetimes and this lifetime. Well, what to speak of people from Alechadesh or Kashadesh who have no understanding whatsoever. They take to devotional service one day, and then you see one day later they're chanting Hare Krishna, they've got tilaks and they're doing service. How come Krishna says you've got to become purified before you can take to my devotional service? Completely purified. So Prabhupada points out, no, he says this is the nature of service itself. It's so powerful, it's none different than Krishna. The service itself, as soon as you take to devotional service, immediately become purified. Or another time Prabhupada used the holy name. He said, when you chant Hare Krishna, immediately become purified. Krishna says you've got to become completely purified, but you chant Hare Krishna, you're completely purified. So what was taken so many births, by the mercy of a pure devotee, he gives you seva. he gives you the Savior and you're purified. You're on the path of purification now. You're chanting Hare Krishna, you're doing seva. So you don't have to worry about all those other impurities from previous birth and this birth. The process is so quick and so powerful that immediately there is action. Only those who are clean, they can take to my devotional service. Clean heart from last life to this life. Of course, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, again Krishna nullifies that argument, that statement of Krishna, that only if you're completely purified. 1866. Sarvadharam parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tang sarva papibho mokayishami masuja. If you surrender unto me completely, I will take away all of that sin. So just the act of surrendering completely to Krishna, that is sufficient. Krishna says, I will take away all of that sin. Aham tam sarva papibhyo. Krishna says, only free, if you have to be free from sin, last sin and this but sin, you have to be free. Krishna says, no, I'll take it one time. If you surrender to me, I'll take everything away. All the pap from last life, all the pap from this life, all the sin from last life, the sin from... I will take it away. Give it to me. Surrender. I want everything from you. I'm not satisfied. You just offer your devotion. You offer me the sin also. The Krishna says, I will take it. Everything. So this is the process. The process of devotional service is so powerful that we don't need another process for purification. Whereas karma, jnana, yoga, etc., they're all different processes for purification. Why? To bring you to the point of bhakti, to understand Krishna. When Jiva Goswami was taking, when Nityananda Prabhu was taking Jiva Goswami on Prikram and Nabadi, they went to Vidyanaga. And there all the branches of knowledge are taught by the different sages who compile these different processes. Kapila Muni he's expounding the Shankya philosophy. Karma Mamsri is Jaimini. He's just do your work, you'll get the result. You don't need to depend on any demigods. But if you worship, you get the result. You don't need. Just do your work, everything will come. Karma Mamsri is atheistic. So all these different branches of knowledge, Mayavada philosophy is being taught. Veda Vyasa is there teaching Bhagavad. Jiva Goswami, he said, how come this is a Nabadweep Dham, it's a very pure place, how come they have these places of knowledge, learning here in Vidyanaga, especially Shankya and Naya logic. Logic was very, very wonderful thing in Navadvipa at that time when Mahaprabhu, because Navadvipa was a place of learning 500 years ago. Everyone would come here. If you were anybody, you had your school in Navadvipa. And all branches of knowledge were being taught. So, Jiva Goswami said, if we hear from the Acharyas and others that karma, gyan, it's all useless. Without bhakti, it's all useless. Practicing these other things. So how come here is Navadvipa the pure Dharma? How come they've got they're teaching these philosophies, Shankya, Karma Mahansa, all these different types of philosophies which the Acharyas were saying they're useless, they're a waste of time. And Nityananda Prabhu says, no, he said, no Jiva, they're not inauspicious. There's nothing inauspicious actually in the Dharma. It's only when they're misused they become inauspicious. But karma, jnana, and naya, logic, the purpose of these is to reveal the high position of bhakti. When you use these processes for revealing bhakti, then that is the proper use, the proper understanding. Then they're never inauspicious. So there's nothing inauspicious here. Everything is used to reveal and help to reveal the bhakti service. So, so there's no need for speculation. Krishna's come, here I am, here is my flute, here look, you can see my activities. No need to speculate anymore. Prabhupada said the business of speculators, they write commentaries on Gita and other Vedic histories. He said their business is Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. These are the speculators. We will write commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, yes, but Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. Or even if Krishna's there, but it's not to the Krishna on the battlefield you surrender to when he says sarva dana parityaja. It's not to Krishna on the battlefield, that personality you surrender to, but it is the unborn, eternal, within Krishna. Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. Krishna is unborn, he's invisible. What's the meaning of God? He is unapproachable, he's invisible. So this is their business, Prabhupada said. We'll write Bhagavad Gita, but Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. So, Krishna's activities, Krishna's name. Well, Krishna's name. Actually, God has no name. There is no name for God. But he is named according to his activity. It's like Giridhari. He's lifting a mountain. So his name is Giridhari. He lifts the mountain. Viraj Kirithari. So he's the son of Jasoda. So he's called Jasoda Nandana. Or the son of Vasudev. He's blackish color. So Shamsunda means blackish. Sham. Cloud color. So he's blackish. So any of Krishna's names, according to his activity, then he gets a name. Radha Damodar. Krishna gets bound up with a rope. So his name, Damodar. So all these names are given to Krishna according to his different activities. So there's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name, qualities, etc., like that. Now this was O Lord, your transcendental name form are not ascertained by those who merely speculate on the path of imagination. Your name, form and attributes can be ascertained only through devotional service. So he's pointing out there's no difference between Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes. They're all on the absolute platform. Prabhupada gives you an example. For example, you chant mango, 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 you won't get taste. But in the spiritual world, you chant mango, the name mango and the mango itself, you'll be able to taste. So, today is Haridas Thakur's Tirubhav Titi. And when the Qazi, not the Chan Qazi, another Qazi was maybe fully a gram. Haridas was living there. And they put him into prison. They got complaints from him, from the envious Hindu people, etc. How come Haridas Thakur is getting attention? Born as a Muslim family, we're brahmanas, he gets more attention than we do. Envious people were there, so they put him in prison. And he said to the other, they said, Haridas, what are you doing in prison? The prisoners were there. They said, this is for criminals. You're not a criminal, you're a saint. What are you doing in prison? They said, give us your blessings. He said, okay, I give you my blessing. You may stay here. Stay as you are. Stay where you are. And they went, we're in prison. We don't want to stay here. We come. No, he said, but now your consciousness is fixed on, you've done something wrong, you're waiting trial. So like that, have a fixed consciousness on Krishna. Fix your consciousness on Krishna. Like now your attention is on your prison and you're going to get a punishment. So your consciousness is very fixed. So that's very good. Now you fix that on Krishna, have it fixed like that on Krishna. So then Haridas, the Qazi was speaking to Haridas. So why are you taking this low-class Hinduism religion? You are from high-class Muslim and you had adopted this low-class Hinduism mantras. And you just chant and you'll be forgiven. We'll forgive you. We won't get beaten, otherwise you may be killed if you don't convert back to your Muslim faith. So the Qazi here, he was thinking like this. He's a speculator. He didn't understand there's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. That Qazi thought that Allah and God were separate. And Krishna as God is separate. In other words, he was saying there's two gods. One God is Allah. Muhammad saying he's a one God, Allah. And you're worshipping another God you call Krishna. So there cannot be two gods. Haridas Thakur was like smiling. He said, how can there be two gods? There's only one God. That God, he's present in my heart. He's present in your heart. You're Muslim and a Hindu. He's in both heart, the heart of both people. There's only one God. There's not two gods. How can there be two gods? So this was his neophyte mentality. The Qazi thought there was two gods. but Allah would be a greater God than Krishna. So then God loses his powers and meaning and everything like that. So he was simply speculating. So Haridas Thakur says, now supposing that a Muslim, a Hindu, that he takes up the practice of a Muslim, what can he do? It's his karma, he's going through the karma. So if he gives up Hinduism and becomes a Muslim, what can you do? It's his choice. He's made the choice. What can you do about it? So if a Hindu can become a Muslim, why a Muslim cannot become a Hindu? If you think it's Hindu. Anyway, because they were envious, they said, if you do not become Muslim and take the name of Allah, then we'll beat you to 22 marketplaces. And your body will be cut into hundreds of pieces. Haridas Thakur says, you make up my body into hundreds and hundreds of pieces. But as long as there is one fiber of energy left in my body, I will not stop chanting Hare Krishna. Now you may do as you like. So he was ordered, the soldiers beat him through 22 marketplaces. And usually when they do that, the criminals die after 2 or 3 marketplaces. It's so painful. But 22 marketplaces Haridas was beaten, he didn't die. And he was, and then the soldier said, if he doesn't die, then when we go back and see the Qazi, he's going to kill us. Because we didn't kill Haridas. Nobody ever lasted 22 marketplaces. So Haridas Thakur, he said, oh, you're going to get into trouble because of me, because I didn't die, then I'm getting you into trouble. So okay, then I'll die for you because to save you getting into trouble. So then Haridas, he left his body. And they thought, yeah, now he's dead. And they put him in the Ganga. And then he came back to life again. And while they were beating him, the Hindu people were coming and saying, no, don't beat him, he's a saint. Some people were saying, beat me instead. Some people were offering a big amount of money, please go away and leave Haridas. But the soldiers were relentlessly beating. But Haridas was thinking that, he said that Qazi, he made nam aparad, he was insulting, he was disrespecting the holy name. And because I heard that, I made nam aparad, that's why they are beating me, because I made a nam aparad. But actually Haridas, he wasn't feeling any pain. So Haridas is famous for being tolerant. Tolerance? How he could tolerate the whipping through the marketplaces. When Mahaprabhu was performing the Prakash Lila, he sat on the throne of Vishnu Srivas's house and worshipped me. He became showing his divine nature. Come and worship him. Then he was calling individual devotees. And remember this, remember this, remember this. Everyone was surprised. Yeah, I saved you at that time. I saved your family at that time. And he said, Haridas, come here. He said, you know when there's a... you're being beaten in the marketplaces. And I was so angry, I ordered Sudarshan. Is that right? Is that the same story or is that Jagannadai? Anyway, I think he ordered Sudarshan. But the Sudarshan wouldn't come off his finger. He said, because Haridas, I wanted to kill those soldiers, but Haridas, because of his compassion, that others may be being, he was the cause of others being punished. He said, because of Haridas' sincerity and genuine compassion, Mahaprabhu said, my Sudarshan chakra wouldn't leave my finger because of your extreme compassion. So what did I do, Haridas? I took those beatings. Look. And he turned, took his charger off, and on the back of Mahaprabhu's shoulder, all the whip marks where the soldiers, he said, I took all those beatings from you, Haridas. I couldn't tolerate you. But Haridas Thakur is so tolerant. Then he came back to life again, he floated across the Ganga, then he came back, and then he came back to the village, and the Qazi and everyone was astonished. Said, you are a true saint, we made a big mistake. And then the Qazi, foolish Qazi, said that, I give you my blessing that anywhere you go in my kingdom, you will not be disturbed by anyone. You can go wherever you like, you can stay wherever you like, you can chant wherever you like. No one will disturb you. That is my benediction. And the acharyas point out, Bhaktisiddhanta especially, that foolish, what a foolish. He thought he could help Haridas Thakur. Oh, I can help you. You can go anywhere in my kingdom. He's a foolish person. How he can help Haridas Thakur? And he said, Haridas Thakur was so tolerant that he forgave the Qazi and the soldiers. But the Holy Name did not. The Holy Name wiped out the Qazi and all of his family and all of his generations for their disrespecting Haridas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu came to see Haridas Thakur when he was in Jagannath Puri. And he used to bring Mahaprasad every day for Haridas. So Haridas, Govinda Das was Mahaprabhu's servant. He took some prasadam for Haridas. And he said, Haridas, why are you laying down on your back chanting? You are sick? He said, no. I'm getting old and I can't chant my rounds. I don't have enough time to chant my rounds. Govinda brought Mahaprabhu came. And he said, you don't have to chant Hare Krishna so many rounds. Your whole life you're chanting, you've delivered so many people by chanting. That was the main purpose. You don't have to chant so many, you can, because you're old. And take this, he was offered the prasadam. He said, how I can take prasadam? I can't take my prasadam because I haven't finished my number of rounds yet. Only then I will take prasadam. And then again, I cannot refuse Jagannath prasadam. I have to honor Jagannath prasadam. So he took a little bit of Jagannath prasad, a little bit, and then he carried on chanting. Then Mahaprabhu came the next day. And Haridas Thakur said, no, I'll tell you the real truth now. I think that in a couple of days you're going to leave your, not in a couple of days, but soon you will leave your body. I don't want to be here at that time. So you give me that benediction, I can leave before you. Mahaprabhu said, you're my main man here. You give me so much inspiration. You're such a good example. Your chanting behavior. How can you go before me? Haridas said, "Don't deceive me. I don't understand it. You're trying to philosophize and give me some. You're deceiving me with your argument. Yeah. The real purpose is I want to see you. I want to leave. I want to see you when I'm leaving my body. I want to be gazing into your face, and I want to leave my body chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Please give me that one request. This is my request, Mahaprabhu." So then the next day all the devotees came very quickly to see Haridas, and Mahaprabhu started to be Naga Sankirtan. And then Haridas took the dust, put the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart. Then he collected all the dust from the devotees, from their feet, and put on his head. Then he lay down with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet on his heart, and he was there, he was looking, gazing into the face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then he just left his body. And everybody was thinking of Bhishmadev. That's how Bhishmadev, grandfather Bhishmadev, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he had that same desire to see the face of Krishna. So everybody was remembering. So then they had a big kirtan. And they made a samadhi on the at the beach. If you go to Jagannath Puri, you go to Haridas Thakur Samadhi there. They made a samadhi for Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu personally, also dug all the devotees. Then they dance, Mahaprabhu danced with the body of Haridas in the kirtan. Then they place his body in, and then everybody put sand to fill it up with sand. Now there is a temple there. But these some of the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur, Tirubhav Mahotsav Titi Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai, Nitai Go Prem Manandi, Jai Haridas Thakur Ki.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't say no. Here's some Mahaprasadam. Hare Krishna.